On Mastery, Part 7, Dominance Hierarchy. Almost all human organizations, from religion to government to corporations, use a dominance hierarchical system of administration. People at a higher level in the pyramid are entitled to and required to dominate and control those below them regarding organizational activity. People underneath are expected to obey their superiors in the organization. We assume that domination and submission occur in any hierarchy. It makes evident sense for a highly skilled craftsman to give orders to an apprentice. It makes evident sense for someone with greater knowledge in an area to have more say in a decision than someone with little knowledge. People do not object to hierarchies with reason. They do, however, hate to be dominated. The few who enjoy it are considered pathological. From childhood to old age, from time immemorial, people try to circumvent, cheat, sabotage, fight, and overthrow domination under which they find themselves. Humans and other species experience more overall success, more peace, comfort, and stability through cooperation than through dominance. A troop of baboons transformed into an uncharacteristically cooperative society when most of the dominant males died after eating from a large heap of infected trash. The males who survived were more cooperative, and new males that joined took 6 months to learn the troop's new ways. If baboons can do it, so can we. Hopefully, we won't have to get sick to do so. Sometimes, force and domination are necessary. In such a case, one can use the minimal force to get the job done, like a good surgeon would. In nature, dominance hierarchies are not universal. A tiger can dominate a deer when it is hungry, but the whole society of tigers does not dominate the whole society of deer. A spider can kill a human, but spiders do not as a whole dominate humans. Oxygen does not dominate carbon. Water does not dominate rock. Evaporation does not dominate precipitation, or the other way around. A species dominates in certain circumstances and not in others. Everything in nature exists with individuality, without overall domination. Nature keeps balancing, creating and destroying, with ingenuity beyond our comprehension. Force is not the only way to dominate. Deer far outnumber tigers, so which species dominates, deer or tigers? Is it necessary to even aim to dominate? Most people take dominance hierarchy for granted and have never questioned whether it is a good idea. Militaries, as we know them, require a dominance hierarchy, but do most other human organizations? One is hard-pressed to think of an alternative, since we see it everywhere. However, hierarchies can exist without dominance and submission. When humans steeped in a dominance hierarchy model look at anything, we see through this lens and describe it accordingly, so this is how we've been taught. However, we can, with effort, put aside this lens and conceive of other possibilities for human social order and organization. A community arose in 1962 in Findhorn, Scotland, operating with a non-hierarchical system, with decisions made by consensus, not decree or voting, for over a decade, until commercialism entered. The legislative and judicial functions of Summerhill School, founded in 1921, are not by dictates from an authority, but by community meetings which any student or staff member may attend. Mennonite religious organizations do not have a hierarchical structure and used consensus as early as 1527. Quakers also make decisions by consensus. The Iroquois tribes formed a confederation that made decisions by consensus, according to the Great Law, for hundreds of years. President Dwight Eisenhower used consensus in formulating national policy and in administration. In 1980, a young corporate executive used innovative participatory strategy to run a large company, which weathered the worst economic depression and corruption in Brazil. The company has no organizational chart, around 25% profit sharing, no work hours, no dress codes, and as few rules as possible. Company financial data is provided to all employees who make decisions, including setting their own salaries. Note, Ricardo Semler wrote his experience in his book Maverick. Research has shown that consensus is more effective than authoritative orders or voting. It results in better decisions and implementation, makes bridges between people, and empowers the group. Majority rule, democracy, failed utterly in ancient Greece because it results in disenfranchisement of all minorities by the majority. Mob rule by common, more nearsighted sectors of society ensues. This is why the USA was founded not as a democracy but as a republic, in which local communities theoretically choose their best and wisest to represent them. To arrive at a consensus, everyone must hear and consider everyone else's perspectives and needs. Consensus is no way to determine what is true, but it is an excellent way to make community decisions. Consensus does not mean that each person has an equal vote or that the result is equal for everyone. It means that everyone agrees to follow one course of action, which might be one lone voice of wisdom. Within spiritual and religious organizations, dominance hierarchy is typical. Obedience is often required. Vows are common. Rituals are common. Rites of passage, initiations that mark entrance into the next level, are common. Status based on seniority, accomplishment, and political favor is typical. These are characteristic of the militaristic pattern that has dominated human social order for millennia. Spiritual organizations do not need to adopt a militaristic, hierarchical model. It is the human ego vehicle that wants power, status, and dominance, not the real self. Seeking dominance is more likely to indicate a non-spiritual goal, a less advanced aspirant, and a dysfunctional organization, rather than one that is truly able to assist in one's spiritual development. It makes sense to submit to knowledge, skills, or resources that are truly superior. When it comes to general human interactions, however, rather than imposing a general dominance-submission hierarchy model, a process that is inclusive of everyone is more effective and more satisfying to the human spirit.